to another podcast of the Facts and the Porcupine Podcast. We are here in Brooklyn, New York at Bed-Stuy Vid. You remember you had 300 downloads. Come on out. It's Earth Day. We celebrate Earth Day. We got ice cream. We got a snack bar. We got Bed-Stuy Vid bags. We have the jazz going on. What time are you going to be over and when? From 3 o'clock. But the sun is out. There's no excuse for you not to come out. Spend some time. We have seating. We have ice cream. We have jazz. We have a beautiful cast of people. And this is one of the days. We got pickleball on the other side. Man, I'll tell you. Everything is beautiful. Wow, slow down, brother. It's not necessary, right? So we're going to get closer to the music so you can hear the incredible sounds that is taking place. Bed-Stuy Vid is at it again. Bed-Stuy Vid is always doing good things for the community. I want you guys to come out. It's right across the street from Applebee's. The street is closed. It's a beautiful atmosphere. Everything is free. NYC Carefree Coffee. NYC Carefree Earth Day Bed-Stuy Gateway Bid. Only in Bed-Stuy Crown Heights. I'm going to take one of your black bags and I'll be back. I'm going to go get my son. Yes, ma'am. Oh, there's a flower. Lord have mercy. Let me do this right.
How are you?
We'll get some seeds.
Oh, some
nice. Some
other goodies.
Oh,
and then stop by Shake Shack.
And get some yogurt. And
ShakeShack.yoga.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Earth Day at Bed-Stuy Vid. You know what? I'm like you. I like to see smiles. If I don't see the teeth, we ain't doing the right thing. And maybe one day we could do the pickleball in the middle of the street here when you close it down. Yes, I'll let you know when. Shake Shack is offering the wonderful ice cream. They're setting up. You don't want to miss this. I got to get home, feed my son, but I want you to come out to the Bed-Stuy Vid, Gateway Vid on Restoration, where we are really, really having a wonderful, wonderful time. How are you doing? I'm doing a talk show. What brings you here today? Who's passing by?
We live not too far away.
Not too far away. And who's that beautiful little guy?
This is Emmett.
Emmett, I love your helmet.
What do you say?
Oh, wow, you got a plan. Well, Dad's
digging spring, just like we all are.
Well, we got it. I got my son waiting for me. I got to get home. So, you're winning. Well, this is beautiful that they're here.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're welcome. So, you've been in Bed-Stuy for a long time?
Not too long. We lived in Clinton Hill for like 3 years, 4 years. But we moved about less than a year ago.
That's wonderful. Now, I have a great opportunity for you to come to the John Hancock Children's Playground every Saturday and Sunday. And school is out this whole week. We have pickleball. We have everything. It's all about the children.
I know where that is, on Bedford.
Yeah, I take care of that playground.
Oh, nice.
I'm the guy that nobody likes. I keep it clean.
I like it. It's nice.
Well, thank you.
What's your name again, John?
My name is Reginald.
Reginald.
I live on.
That's good. Somebody cares about the community.
I've been working hard. She's going to say hello to you. Incredible.
It's a nice neighborhood. I think this is a great neighborhood. And I would like to see the city take better care of it, too.
Thanks for saying that. We have been struggling with a lot of lack of services.
Yeah.
For decades. Now that the gentrification is here, I use a metaphor called salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Pepper's been complaining about it for years.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we got salt.
Yeah.
Mix it up. We should have a good one for you.
Well, I like the idea of living in New York City. I never liked the idea of going to Jersey or outside of the city. You know?
Where are you initially from?
And my kids, like my daughter is 6. She goes to PS 11.
Okay.
And we're gonna say we're doing public school because you know I want to be a part.
I want you to check out PS 3.
PS 3, what's that? Is that
that's
Arts
on
and
Bedford.
Letters?
That's where the playground is.
Okay.
Bedford and Jefferson.
We're gonna look at Arts and Letters though.
Okay, Arts and Letters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we live close to there. You know, and I.
But
like
we don't want you paying for all this child care. That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you know, if you want to save money, don't have kids.
Well, if we want to die, if we want to clone me and you, we gotta have kids.
That's right.
Well, thank you for the conversation.
Very nice to meet you.
My honor.
Evan.
Evan.
Yeah.
You're right. You're live, and we're in 35 countries.
All right, maybe we'll see you at Hancock
Yes, sir. Facts and the Porcupine Podcast.
Okay, I'll check it out.
And we're there Saturday and Sunday. We're playing pickleball in about an hour or two.
Okay.
So if you want to ride by, we're there.
What are the hours that you're there?
We're all there. You know, you come, the playground is wide open.
Yeah.
But pickleball, we try to get out there, like, they're out there now 10 to 3.
Uh-huh.
And on Sunday, we cater to the children.
Okay.
All right, good to meet you, Evan.
Nice to meet you. Take it easy.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. I'll see you later. How you doing, young man? We're just doing a 5-second podcast. This is the Facts of the Porcupine Podcast. What brings you to the Best Buy today?
I was going for a walk.
And I did the same thing, going for a walk. Are you a resident of Best Buy?
No.
Just hanging out? Where are you visiting from?
Long Island.
That's all right. That's close enough. Well, listen, I want you to enjoy yourself. We have pickleball at the playground on Bedford and Hancock, and you would love it over there.
Really?
And welcome to Bed-Stuy and Crown Heights and the Bed-Stuy Bid. And your name was?
Connor.
Long Island. So you're just here hanging out?
Yeah.
Just took the Long Island Railroad and just walked Brooklyn?
No, I came in last night to go to a show, and I'm staying at my friend's over.
Nice. Well, if you're still here tomorrow or the end of the day, just come to the playground. You can play pickleball and have a wonderful time.
You said Fulton and...
No, we're on Bedford and Hancock. You walk straight to Bedford, you make a right. Oh, there's a big show tonight.
Is there?
Seed Brooklyn tonight. S-E-E-D Brooklyn. Go on that site. That's it. You got the show tonight.
I'm there.
See you later. And here's the show for me. Take a photograph. That's the Facts of the Porcupine Podcast. You'll hear yourself in a little while. The show tonight's going to be incredible. Everything is free. All right? We're going to see you later. Let me get home. This is the Facts of the Porcupine Podcast. See, Brooklyn is having an incredible show on the farmers. We're having a whole lot of events taking place and things are great. The sun is out. We had an earlier conversation with a young lady. Bed-Stuy Bid is at it again. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss the jazz. Close off street. They're doing their thing. And you will not regret it. The sun is out. People are out. This is the Facts in the Porcupine Podcast. It's a Saturday day in New York City, United States. As I rush back to come home. How you guys doing today? What are you up to? What are you going to be doing today? Really?
Yeah.
Where are you visiting from? I'm doing a podcast right now. Where are you coming from, brother?
Kansas.
Kansas Jayhawks. Stay well. See you soon. People are coming into the United States, especially Brooklyn. Brooklyn is vibing. How you doing, young man? Brooklyn is really vibing. I gotta tie my strings. I'm rushing back to the house. I've got my little man waiting on me. And you're going to hear an incredible voice. What's up? The man with the plants.
Hold on, buddy.
Good to see you. Yo, I'm glad I bought that one. It's growing. That plant that I bought from you is exploding. It's growing good. I know that's what you do. All right. Yeah, we have a lot of things taking place. So listen, Seed Brooklyn. There is a credible film on the black farmers. They're going back to their ancient history to find out the truth about what their plight is, what they've been dealing with for decades on decades. And Seed Brooklyn is going to do a feature film, and it's going to be great. This is the Facts in the Porcupine Podcast. You would not believe the sun is out. People are out. People really want to be safe. People really want to be safe. Hello. We got vendors on the corner. You name it. Restaurants are opening, closing, opening, reopening, reclosing. You could go to Earth Day at the Bed-Stuy bid. I had to get that correct. Are you happy to open that right
there? Yeah, use that one.
Sorry.
You got a minute, young man? Can you open that? Your Dow soap, is it on sale? Do you have it?
That's open.
Oh, it is open. Yeah, I used to keep it closed. All right. They got it open now. Let me ask you a question. Excuse me. What does this represent? This here? Is this for this?
No.
Which one is that for?
This is for this.
Okay, but this here, what's this? Which one are you?
What that's
is, out. You're out. Okay. Yeah. All right, let me go with this one. This is the Facts of the Porcupine Podcast. Nobody's on the line. So right now, we are in the position to get back, have breakfast, play pickleball. What's good? Definitely. 347.
Yeah, Plan B's now, we have the place back here.
Did it come up?
No.
Let me do it again. This is the Facts in the Porcupine Podcast. We're in Walgreens. How much did it come out to, brother?
$7.40.
Is it because of what? No, I wanted to get two. Would it be two for $7.40?
Oh, no, it doesn't say anything. It says $11.49.
Okay. Oh, so that's the change that I'm getting back.
No, the change that you're getting back is $7.49.
Okay.
The price was $11.49.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Want to get everything correct. This is a fact. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right. This is the Facts of the Porcupine Podcast. and I'm coming.
I don't know.
And, you can hear all multiple languages. What we have is our biggest problem is people around our business that want to lend an assistance, but they're really, you don't really need a jacket today, guys. The weather is incredible. You don't really need a jacket. The rain has fallen and it has dried up. So listen, today's your day. Seed Brooklyn, incredible feature film. Black Farmers, Bed-Stuy Bid, Jazz, Earth Day, Celebration. All you need is just to come out your bubble and take a nice walk. I've already met about 30 people. I met a lady on Kingston. She said three of the women on her block, they got tired of what they seen, they got involved, and they cleaned it up. So things are happening in the city. I asked her a question about the mayor. You know, it's one of those things where people have different reservations, different opinions on who got them in, who voted for them, and who didn't. So this is why we speak. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. And this is the Facts in the Porcupine podcast. It took a little longer than I wanted to, but we're heading home. Heading back. So listen, don't waste any time today. Seed Brooklyn is putting on an event. And like always, things are free. And like always, it's good to get early and support. The coffee is incredible. They got some incredible patties that you may want to taste. They're incredible. They're vegan. We're catering to everybody. Your pets can't come in, but they can hang outside on the Facts of the Porcupine Project. So you know there's a jazz event over here near Restoration. Sorry? It's a jazz. They have jazz for Earth Day. We have an Earth Day celebration. Well, as you can hear, that's a dog that no one can really stand around unless the owner, the dogs know that I really kick them out. The playgrounds and the parks. So without that, we have to make sure that we're happy. We have to take care of our families. And we have to work individually, work things to get things better and to make things right. Hey now, good to see you, dear. All right. That's our mail lady. So I'm heading back. We're doing good. You're looking good, Dad. You got him. All right. What's up, my man? Good morning, brother. We just want to be happy and say wonderful things. I think what we did, we started a campaign on saying hello to one another, greeting each other. You don't have to. It takes 10 seconds to say good morning. 10 seconds. This is a Saturday morning. The children are out. The parents are out. I needed to make a run. Things are quiet. Sit back. Seed Brooklyn. Come and get a latte. Come and get a coffee. Come and get some hot chocolate. Because tonight, they're having an incredible event. Place is looking great. Gates are up. People are coming by. What time you guys start tonight? The stuff. What time the show? Am I invited? I'm coming.
Yeah, I think it's gonna start around like 6.
We're at Seed Brooklyn, the number one coffee shop in the Bed-Stuy area in New York. Say it again. They're all ready for their Odyssey. You need to come to the Oasis. If you haven't been to Seed Brooklyn's Oasis, you haven't been there. I'm going to take a photograph of something dangerous. I know the father's there, but they need to take that little stoop. You see what that kid is standing on? That's not good. Hopefully they can take care of that. You can hear the pickleball. One young lady says she plays tennis, but she doesn't like the sound of the pickleball. So that was kind of crazy to hear. Well, I'm back. People making the house, making their homes more comfortable. I'm here. Well, we want to talk, so we're here, and we want you guys to get out. Bed-Stuy Bid is having their Earth Day, and thank you, man. And my son here is good, and we're just here. We're gonna get ready to go out, get dressed. It's pickleball. It's fun. Family, friends. Facts, Porcupine Podcast. Saturday Morning Brief. You got pickleball. You got Earth Day. You got jazz. You got restoration. And Bed-Stuy Bid closed off the street. You can have a wonderful time. They're on Fulton and Marcy in the heart of Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, New York. Don't waste any time. Take a walk over. Sit down. Get an ice cream. They got yoga. They got everything you need. They're setting up right now. 2-3. You should have a great time. All right.